Chaz and AJ News.
Okay. First thing I'm going to do, Doc, is I'm going to take your temperature on COVID.
Okay.
This isn't going to hurt.
Okay.
We're going to put it in the right spot.
Oh, God.
Then we'll get to these funny ER stories, all right? Because everyone's talking about COVID again. I'm tired of talking about it, but it is a thing. So.
Yes.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Dr. Ron Clark is on the show. He's Associate Chief of Emergency Medicine, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, New Britain General Campus.
Ooh.
All right. Should we worry yet, or where are we?
We're still doing okay in Connecticut. I think everyone needs to be concerned about COVID, but as far as things go, we're actually doing better than most states. And I haven't seen very many cases. I am seeing cases of COVID in the emergency room. I average probably one a day right now. Some of my partners are seeing a few more than that a day. But the Delta variant is very contagious. So
That's where it's different, right? It's not more dangerous. It's more contagious.
It's more contagious. People who are vaccinated tend to do much better than non-vaccinated people. And so the people that we're seeing in the ER, the very sick people that get admitted or that may potentially die from COVID, the majority of them are unvaccinated. And so far, at least for the last probably 6 to 8 weeks, the only people that I've admitted are non-vaccinated patients.
And people don't see it. I feel like if you're not vaccinated at this point, you're not going to get vaccinated, right?
Yeah, that's probably true, although I can tell you that in some states where the COVID is a lot worse than ours, people are rushing to try to get vaccinated now. The problem with that is that, vaccines are made for a purpose. They're made to avoid getting sick and to get ill. And, you know, a lot of people contract the COVID and then wish they were vaccinated, and it's a little bit too late for them. And
I've been trying
to say that, and I know both sides of the argument. I do, but I just feel like there's not a great argument on the non-vaccinated side.
Well, let me play that part since you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. This thing was rushed through.
Yep.
But, you know, there's been vaccines made in history and back in the past where we found out, wow, this was not great.
Oh, hey.
Like, people died.
Hey.
Young people think, well, I don't want to give it to my kids because they have a whole life ahead of them, or I plan on having children. I don't know what the long-term effects.
Yep, and I see those arguments. I do, and again, I'm sensitive to those arguments. It's, I'm also biased because I see the people that die from it.
Right.
So I'm on the other side, and I don't think as those that don't want it, I'm not going to convince their mind. They're not going to really convince my mind.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, especially now that I know that with the Delta variant, the ones who get sick from it are the ones who didn't get vaccinated. So if you're that person that didn't get vaccinated, again, the percentage is very small to die from COVID even now. But if you're that person, and I had one of those, I've had three in the last week. So every other day that I've worked, I've had one younger person who has gotten pretty sick and gotten admitted. And I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do long term. So that skews my thinking as far as, if there's something you can do to prevent it. And again, the heart inflammation side effects, the fact that some people have allergic reaction to it, there is no medicine that's safe. Every medicine has side effects, but the vast majority of people who are vaccinated are going to do better than the vast majority of people who are not vaccinated.
I think everybody knows that, and we believe that because we've seen the numbers go down since we've been getting vaccinated.
Yep.
I think what is making people hesitant is that they don't know what this thing is going to create in their body 10 years from now.
Yep, and I'm sensitive to that. And the people that aren't going to get vaccinated, as well as the ones that are vaccinated, still need to do the smart things. You know, stay away from people, wear masks indoors. If you're not vaccinated, even now, if you are vaccinated.
Do you think we need to do that, masks indoors now?
I think indoors is risky with Delta virus. Again, Connecticut is very fortunate right now. Like, we don't have a lot of cases.
We're like at 3%.
3%. It's 3.18%, Chaz. So it's not. Is the test positivity rate, and again, we're doing better than most. I can feel it in the air. You guys know, over more than a year now talking about this, that, like my pulse of it in the ER is on a daily thing. If I come home and tell my wife I took care of 10 people a day with COVID, she knows it's going to be awful for the next 3 or 4 or 8 months. So right now, things are pretty good. You know, I take care of a couple people here and there, and so do my partners in the ER, and I think that's representative of the Connecticut ERs right now. And we're just fortunate that it's not worse here right now. But we're also one of the states that has a better vaccination rate. But Delta virus is very contagious, and again, the non-vaccinated people are the ones who get super sick from it.
It's hard to make an argument to the people who are dug in because most of them think the long-term effects might not be worth it. You can't say, oh, no, it's going to be 10 years from now, you're going to be fine, because no one really knows.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't know. This is going to be, you know, 10 years from now to look back to see, you know, who had side effects from the vaccine, who had side effects from COVID itself, who's going to get better. Remember, some post-COVID, I've taken care of people in the ER post-COVID syndrome who now are chronically fatigued. They still can't taste and smell. That hasn't come back for them, Chaz.
Right.
Imagine what your life is like for the rest of your life with that. You can't taste anything. Can't taste a glass of beer, a pizza.
You've just mentioned it is. That might be the way to do this.
Right. Yeah. If you can't taste, you won't taste.
You want to not taste beer and pizza for the rest of your life,
exactly.
Huh? Do you?
Huh?
It's exactly. Rest along. It's worth the long term rest.
Go for it.
But I do see the long-term risk for it. I mean, I see that argument. I just, you know, I had my kids vaccinated, and I'm vaccinated, but everybody has to make their own decision on.
How old are your kids?
I have 17, 16, and 12. So my daughter had just turned 12 when it got approved. So.
Were you a little bit worried about having them vaccinated because they're so young?
I wasn't, personally, honestly. I wasn't. I had gotten it, and, you know, I didn't see a huge risk there. But that's just, you know, how I'm looking at it is I see the people that die. So I'm biased too. I mean, everyone has their own bias based on their own individual perception of, you know, their life and, you know, going to the ER, you guys saw me when I was terribly, you know, just down and
you're freaked
beat down
out.
Every day. I mean, I worked for days and days on end, long shifts. They took some of my doctors up to the ICU because I ran out of ER doctors because the ICU ran out of doctors because there was too many people intubated up there. So two of my ER guys are also critical care trained. So they took two of my docs. So the rest of the doctors just had to work basically every day for months during those dark times. And again, I saw those people unresponsive, dead, dying. I mean, so that's my
perception. What are the holdouts telling you? What I hear is the numbers are better. I don't need to take it because we're back. Things are fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if particularly in Connecticut now, you know, things do feel pretty fine right now. I mean, it's not like it was last year. And I do think that you make a good argument on the side of the people who don't like vaccines because they think it's rushed. It wasn't, you know, properly studied. That it
well, I was making effect. That argument because I'm here with you, and I was taking a different position. I got vaccinated because I don't want to make other people sick.
I hear Same that here. From people. I hear arguments on conspiracy theories that it's all made up, that it's not real. I mean, people have different perceptions of what COVID is. I know what it is in the ER when it's terrible, and I don't want Connecticut to have that again. And if there's a way to make that better, you know, and to try to mitigate that risk, I'm going to try to do that. But again, we'll find out 10 years from now who's right, the vaccinated or unvaccinated people.
The problem is the people giving us the information have no credibility, whether it be a news channel, a politician, a scientist changes their minds every 5 minutes, depending on what the president's telling them. It's tough.
Right.
Yeah, it is tough. It is tough. And again, this is something that, you know, not too many other people are going to go through what we're going through now. I mean, not everybody lives through a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how we were all together, then we separated into camps.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They have us trained like little mice.
It's true.
Yep. It's true.
I mean, really? This is really?
Really?
Come on. All right. So real quick, what would you say to someone who is thinking they don't want to get vaccinated?
I mean, I just think that the argument to avoid getting COVID complications or dying from it is better than your argument.
Yeah.
That's just the way I go. And I see their argument. I mean, I'm a person that believes everyone gets their right to choose what they want to do and what they want to put in their body. And
that's, you know, on the other side. On the other side of this, Doc, I think that it seems kind of pushy to say, I'm right. Get your goddamn vaccine.
Yep. It's very pushy.
You know,
it is. And I think everyone that's, you know, what I think the best thing is, that was best for me and my wife and my kids.
Right.
But everyone has to make that decision for themselves. And, you know, no matter what you do, you know, you should just do the other things with washing your hands and avoiding, you know, large groups of people, even now. Because, again, that the Delta virus is very contagious. So
what about vitamins? I heard vitamins fight this thing off pretty good.
Yeah, the vitamins are still researching. I mean, obviously vitamins help you to be healthy, just for your body to be healthy and at times avoid getting sick. So, I mean, I don't see a downside to that.
Yeah.
But again, it's just doing the same things, you know, distancing from people, stay in your little pod that we've been in, and just kind of keeping to yourself and your family and a close group of people, and not avoid, you know, not going to big crowds and big places where there's lots of people, and yeah, just being smart until this is over with, which, you know, I don't know when that's going to be. It's getting tiring to
that's the thing.
It's, yeah. People are fatigued, and I get that. I'm fatigued, you know, and I'm a doctor. Yeah. I'm fatigued. I mean, everybody is, but yeah, I don't mean to tell people what to do. I just
no, I got you.
Yeah, I just my reality is pretty bad.
Well, you're in healthcare.
Yeah.
So you want people to be healthy. That's
exactly.
Your every morning. Exactly. You just say, I'm going to go to work and try to make people healthy.
It's what you do.
Exactly. And, yeah. And I want everybody to be healthy. And you know, but everyone's got to make their own decision on the vaccine.
I wonder how to get, I think the beer and pizza thing, that would shock yeah. me into.
That would be tough.
Can you imagine?
Ice cream. Not,
those are, you know, if the state was going to have some campaign, that right. should be the campaign.
Right.
It's actually not a bad
show
idea.
All delicious stuff, a like, porterhouse steak.
Hi, my name is Chaz. I'm a big fan of pizza. I got COVID, and now I can't taste anything. That's I can't it. Taste pizza, beer, lasagna.
Bacon.
Cake.
Bacon.
Cake.
Yep.
Cake. Can you imagine
oh
your
my
life
God.
Without cake?
Cake.
Everything I put in my mouth tastes the same. The texture's different, but I don't taste anything.
Every,
ah, for the love of God.
Every birthday would suck.
Ice cream, guys.
Oh, ice cream.
Come on.
Jeez.
I want some now.
Chaz and AJ News.
Well, we're going to have Senator Blumenthal on to talk about whether or not he was choking on food in a restaurant and had to have the Heimlich maneuver.
By a celebrity, too, Joe Klecko.
But then at 7, he's not on the phone.
Uh-oh, is he eating right now?
I'm like, is he choking right now?
I have a phone call, Mike.
All right, Senator Blumenthal, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we were worried about you.
Yes.
So here's the story we heard, that you were in a restaurant eating, and you started choking on food, and then who from the Jets?
Joe Klecko.
Joe Klecko gave you the Heimlich maneuver.
You know, I think I would probably remember that if it happened.
Right.
And
years ago.
Sorry, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think if you were choking and you thought, wow, this might be it,
right.
You remember that moment.
Exactly, or Joe Klecko.
I would remember that moment, right. And I would remember some guy helping me out. And frankly, if he did, thank you. But I don't think so. You know, I hate to dispute somebody's contention like that, but, you know, we should not in any way discount the dangers of that happening to people in a restaurant or wherever, and I've seen it happen in a restaurant, and somebody came.
Have
to
you?
That
yeah.
person's
well,
aid.
Maybe
it
was was someone, a former player from the Jets there? Maybe they got everything confused.
You know, I don't think so, but how far back did he say this happened?
I should have asked, because he said the Attorney General.
Yeah, a while back.
And then he said your name. And I thought,
yeah, well, that would be more than 10 years ago, of course.
Yeah.
But even then, I have a pretty good memory for events generally, but I think I'd remember that one particularly.
Yeah.
And so were the people with me. And I actually, when I got your inquiry yesterday, I had checked with my wife, and
yeah.
she sort of
on this
was
happened?
Very quizzical no. about it.
Remember me choking on a piece of meat in a restaurant and a famous Jets player?
I came home, Joe Klecko.
Hold on. Do we have the person who called it in?
Uh-huh.
Is that who it is? Hold on, Senator. I hung up on a senator.
No!
You know, I hit the button twice!
Excuse me.
He's like, well,
can we call him back? Or You don't have his number.
Really?
Well, he called us.
Damn it.
I'll text him.
Well.
Call us back. Pronto.
Vinny and Milford. Oh, here he comes. Vinny?
Hey, Vin.
Now Vinny's gone.
Really?
What the hell? Vinny!
Is Vinny choking right now?
All right, so sorry about that, Senator.
I might be choking because you cut me off, but
No. I think the show is choking right now. We thought that, we thought Vinny... What did Vinny say, Phil, when you put him before hold?
He said it wasn't at a cafeteria or a restaurant. It was in Greenwich at United States Tobacco or something like that. I didn't hear everything that he said. I said, we're going to let you just clarify this on the air. Hold on. And that was all that I heard.
Does that sound familiar? Greenwich, United States Tobacco?
Senator?
United States Tobacco? I don't think I've...
Greenwich?
Been there for maybe 30 or 40 years.
Wow. Okay. Do you think maybe you choked
never
on?
Choked on anything. I never had a meal there.
Well, Klecko hasn't been a thing for 30 years anyway, so maybe.
Yeah, that's wild. But you were Attorney General 30 years ago.
I had just become Attorney General. I became Attorney General in 1991.
Okay.
This is way more interesting when we pictured you choking on meat.
Now playing
I don't know.
Clue.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, of course.
But the story was interesting that, the attorney general was choking on food and got the Heimlich maneuver from a famous Jets player. All right. So I have you locked in. We're conferencing in Vinny. Vinny, are you sure it was Senator Blumenthal?
Vinny. Vinny, you're killing me.
Yes. I'm here.
All right.
Hey, yeah, this happened at United States Tobacco. Right when he was Attorney General, Joe Klecko was actually a Skull Bandit sponsor.
What year was this?
And they were in the cafeteria.
Do you remember what year this was?
Oh, it had to be like 91.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think it was the Heimlich, or do you think he went over and patted the Attorney General's back?
I'm not sure. Everything happened so fast.
You were there.
Yes.
What was he wearing? Just kidding.
Let me guess, a blue suit with a blue shirt and a red tie.
What he's wearing now?
Yeah.
Sorry, Vinny. I don't think so. I don't think I've been in the U.S. Tobacco cafeteria.
Huh. You know, I wonder if it was the other one, Elliot Spitzer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Maybe it's Elliot Spitzer.
Actually, that's not a bad hypothesis. We'll have to track that one down.
Yeah. Vinny, thanks
a lot. But anyway,
sorry to take
a little bit of the wind out of the story. I can make up some more stories.
Have you ever? Have you ever choked on a grape?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Oh. Have you ever taken a sip of water and it goes down like they say the wrong pipe, but it gets the little water gets on the back of your throat and you're like,
sure, you that has happened, yeah.
Yep. During a speech?
Not during a speech. Mm-hmm. I don't drink water during a speech.
Wow, that's smart.
Do you open your mouth and bug went in there?
I was going to ask that. That's great. Have you ever had that happen?
Well, I'm going to go back to work, guys. I got
okay. All right, hold on.
You got to build roads and bridges.
All right, okay. All right, well, we're going to get to it right now. The infrastructure plan, is that going to be great for Connecticut construction?
It will be great for Connecticut construction. It's backed by all the construction companies and the workers, but most important, the rail commuters and the drivers who will see better roads and bridges and railroads. I mean, it's going to mean billions of dollars
for Connecticut
to make Connecticut's infrastructure better. It's going to be transformative in many ways.
And that's Connecticut companies.
Connecticut companies are going to be doing the construction.
Right.
They're going to be working on the railroads. They're going to be hopefully making some of the train cars that will be bought, and it'll be extremely important for jobs and our economy. We're talking here about $500 billion in new money, billions of it coming to Connecticut. It'll be great for the whole country, red states and blue states alike. And that's why it's been bipartisan. It could well be transformative. But I just want to emphasize, it's only a first step, and we do need to...
$1 trillion is a big step.
Yeah.
This is, all right, so this is great. If it's going to be Connecticut companies, and, you know, we should get most of this money, right? We're like, you know, we're 95 into New York City, the biggest city in the world. We're New York City to Boston. Right. You're coming right through here.
Yeah, major hubs.
We're, you know, we may not have a lot to stop for.
Anything.
But we're the main. Right. If you want to get to Boston from New York... Yeah, you're coming right through here.
We're the speedway.
Yeah.
With a ramp.
Well, you know, that's the key thing. You just hit the nail on the head. The key thing about transportation is everything's connected to everything else, right? To get from Boston to Washington, you got to go through Connecticut, you got to go through New York, Delaware, New Jersey. When the walk bridge in Norwalk won't work, rail traffic is crippled up and down the East Coast. I've been there. I travel by rail back and forth from Stamford and Connecticut to Washington, D.C. Day before yesterday, I took the train. When one piece of track goes down, when a tree falls across the track or, you know, there's a bridge down, the whole line is crippled. And the same thing is true of roads as well. You can more easily find your way around a crash, but if roads are down, if there's construction, you know what happens to traffic on the Merritt or 95. So rebuilding our transportation system is key to transportation for passengers, but it's also for freight and transportation
business,
of goods and services.
Well, this is great. When do you think we'll see the effects?
Well, first we have to pass it, which I hope will be this week. You know, it is bipartisan, but there are some Republicans who are going
to
offer...
Well, people like to know where the money's coming from. I don't even want to know. Don't even tell me.
Yeah, really.
Okay? I'm already beyond that part of my life. It's like, all right, we print it. Good, fine. My grandkids will pay for it.
Exactly right.
The issue is a serious one. Because we don't want to add to inflation. We don't want to increase the national debt beyond what we can afford. So,
but not to get, you know, like I said, you know what? I don't even want to know anymore. So when do you think we'll start seeing jackhammers and cranes and stuff here?
Well, in part, we're seeing some of it already.
Yeah.
But we're going to see a lot more toward the end of this year, 2022. 2021 and into 2022.
And do we have to submit plans to the federal government, or we just get a pile of money and like, woohoo,
and just do it?
Some of it has actually come already to state to be used at the state's discretion. Some of it involves formulas, so it's distributed, but it's also very project oriented. For example, I want to see more high-speed rail or high-speed rail period because that's what will provide the incentive for people to use rail and involve less traffic, less kinds of clogging of roads.
What about drones?
I think, you know,
I know it sounds
drones
weird.
Are,
what?
Drones are a very, very important and neglected part of our national security, as well as a lot of the work that's done.
No, but I mean, delivering packages, maybe light people.
Right. No, yeah.
Children.
I know. Look,
you laugh now.
We should be building those drones in the United States.
Yes.
Not importing them from China.
It's an incentive for national health as well.
Right.
Yes. All right.
Exactly.
Well, we love all this, Senator. You know, again, I'll be dead before the bill comes, hopefully. So, you know. Let's do it.
I hope not, Chaz. We love you, you know.
No, but I just know what I'm saying is I want to live a million years, but I just don't want to see when that bill comes in.
Right. We'll be choking.
Yeah. You'll have to give me the Heimlich.
Yeah. First joke, Glico.
All right, Senator. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take Senator Blumenthal, everyone. Samantha Ramsdell is on. She holds the world record for a female with the largest mouth, and she lives in Connecticut. She's performing at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk Friday for two shows. And at the end, she's going to close out by doing some mouth tricks.
Right.
Do you know what they are, or is it a surprise? How does that work?
It's a surprise.
Wow.
You know, okay. I got to leave some, you know.
Yeah, we
got to
be
like
some mystery, yes.
Yeah, we want to know, yeah. What's she going to do?
Mm. A watermelon.
Yeah. So how did Guinness do this? Did you have to go to them? They came to you? How did all that work?
So after they saw a bunch of my TikToks, they actually reached out to me. So they sent me an email, and this was back in, like, January. Like, I don't think people realize, too, how much you have to provide to Guinness and, like, how strict their guidelines are. Like, it was, like, I mean, they had, like, a two-page list of all of these things that I needed. Like, I needed a doctor's signature that I haven't had any surgeries or anything that's, like, altered the size of my face.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
You know, or, like, you know, I need a blood test to prove I'm not, like, on any medications that, like, makes my mouth
that
big,
widens,
you
your
know?
Mouth.
Yeah, you know, like, any, like, you know, I don't know, like, muscle relaxers or something, you know, that would, like, allow me to make my mouth bigger. Like, there's just all these preliminary measurements I had to send in. And then finally in June, they were like, all right, looks like you have it based on the, you know, preliminary measurements. Now we'll schedule a time to come down, have, like, the official adjunctor, you know, be there and be present. And then if you get it, we'll give you the plaque. That same day.
Did you have to pay for all this?
No.
That's great.
No, good.
No.
I've heard that sometimes they charge for that to come out.
Like, really?
I want to hold a world record for board breaking. Well, you have to pay Guinness $5,000 plus airfare plus hotel to come out. So that's,
shut up. Yeah. I didn't know that. I've never heard of that.
Oh.
Well, clearly they wanted you in the...
Well, I think, too, you know, they knew there was so much, you know, like, you know, I have, like, my 1.7 million TikTok
there
followers all, like, Guinness.
There you go.
Like, give it to her. So I think, you know, that might have helped a little bit.
So what other benefits are there? Can you chug beer? Like, lots of it quickly? Can you win a chug contest?
If you get a snake bite.
You know what's funny? I've gotten that question, like, you know, have you thought about doing, like, a competitive eating competition, you know, or something like that? I can't really eat a lot of food. You know, like, I could maybe, like, there are some challenges of, like, how fast can you eat a hot dog?
Have you ever, like, tried to put your mouth up against a wall and, or, like, pick things up with suction?
Right, a glass or something.
I'm trying to think, what are the other
things? Climb the side of a building?
Just like
I know in the article they say you're every dentist's dream.
Right.
So, of course, cleaning your teeth.
Yep. Easy. Yes. Cleaning is easy. I mean, I can drink a glass from a glass of wine without any hands. Like, I can put
it.
Oh,
you just lip it?
Wine.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. This is a great reality show. Like, it one is. Of those, like, goof on, let's goof on, right? Like, you're on a first date and you just do that.
Put a whole pint glass in your mouth. Wah.
Wah.
That'd be cool.
Exactly.
Take the whole thing down.
Right. Yeah,
maybe totally. Say put a kid's head in your mouth. Wah.
The best party tricks.
Yes.
When you yawn, you must frighten people.
Furniture moves.
Yes. You know, and it's funny. You know what's weird, too? Apparently, yawning is like a fetish. Like, I have had more requests for people for me to send them videos of me yawning. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's like, wild.
Do they pay you for it?
Well, they want to. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but, like, someone was like, I will pay you $200 to send me a video.
Really?
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, just you yawning.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, go for it.
It's a lot of Big Macs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Why wouldn't you?
Yep.
Exactly.
What other weird requests do you get? Like, to put your foot in your mouth? There's a lot of foot
fetishes. Oh, my God. So many. So many foot in the mouth. some people, a lot of feet. A lot of, like, they want my bowels.
Wait, God.
Excuse me?
Beg pardon? To them. Yes, like, they, like, after I eat, to, like, send them, like,
the
end product, that's probably been the weirdest.
The end product.
Don't do that,
How much?
I never, you know, I didn't ask. You know, that was one that I was like, I don't know if I want to, like, you know, go back and forth with this person.
You don't.
That just seems like...
Find out how much.
If it's $1 million,
right.
Do you do it?
Yeah. Don't even want to open the line of communication.
Yeah. No, but hold it. Hold it. Let's talk about this. If someone offered $1 million, I'm right in the box.
Exactly.
Boom.
Right.
Fresh, sealed.
I'll give one per month.
$1 million.
I'll fly to you and put it on a plate of yours.
Okay.
I'll so, front
AJ, you're yes for $1 million?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Phil?
$1 million.
A million.
Yeah.
Ashley?
No, that's gross.
Really?
$1 million.
No.
The girls wash your feet pooping in a box.
Right. That's true.
That's over the line, AJ.
All right. So then it's a negotiation. You got to see where their starting price is.
Exactly right.
You need a manager. I'm going to manage you.
Yep.
Do you want to? Okay,
first of all, I'll have you retired in 6 months.
Nice.
You'll make so much money.
Will your mouth be so sore?
All right. Thank you for coming on. We got to get you in here. And we're linked up to the comedy show, BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, this Friday. Two shows, WPLR.com, 95.9, TheFox.com. We're all linked up. Samantha Randall, comedian, TikTok superstar. And a woman with the world's largest mouth. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Dumbass news.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. We got bugs, dogs, and chipmunks. Let's start with the bugs. Woman sets car on fire while trying to kill.
That's how many pauses.
That's the sound of me wiping out. There's a banana peel in the middle of that headline.
Whoa!
Slip and fall. Get funk. Let's call funk.
Funk. Right.
Woman sets car and herself on fire while trying to kill bedbugs.
Got it that time.
31-year-old. Was taken to the hospital for treatment of second-degree burns.
Been there.
She had a panic attack when she discovered bedbugs in her car.
I mean, car bugs?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
They had to get there somewhere.
Yeah, like, why is it going to be bed bug?
I think they'd be in the bed.
Right. Car bug.
Maybe she gave someone a ride. Maybe she's very nice and she gives people...
Rides
to the supermarket to go shopping. Who knows?
Yeah, if then becomes a car bug, then.
We're not judging.
No, of course not. No.
Just start talking about bed bugs. I get itchy.
Ugh. The bed bug got to the car, and she freaked out. She poured rubbing alcohol inside the vehicle.
Oh.
And lit it on fire.
See?
Not a good move.
Would have worked, Kevin. Stop her.
In the process, she accidentally set herself on fire.
Whoops. Well, there's no bugs in her now either, so that's good. Are the bugs gone? Good.
There was no update on the woman's condition.
Oh, that's not good. Right. You know what burns her ass? Sorry.
No other injuries were reported. We don't know how the car made out, but I'm guessing.
Not good.
I'm guessing not good, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, that's usually not a great mix.
No.
Cars and fire.
That's why I don't carry it in my car.
Dog eats butterfly right after kid sets it free.
All right.
This is their words, not mine. In a heartbreaking video.
It's a bug.
I think it's funny.
It's a bug.
It's a pretty bug, but it's a bug.
It is a pretty bug. It brings happiness.
Right, but it wasn't even like a monarch butterfly. It's like a plain, look like a big moth.
You know the difference between butterflies?
Yeah, the monarch has the black and orange and everything.
Oh, I love them. Yeah,
that's a real distinctive one. Yeah, they're big. They're easy to spot.
I don't know what the yellow ones are called, but, you know, but this one.
But the yellow and black?
Right, this one looked like a striper, maybe, I don't know. But it looked like
a striper?
Like, no, a striper, the band striper, yellow and black attack from the 80s. But anyway, no. But this one looked like a big moth. Like a big freaking moth is what it looked like. I'm like, the kid has a moth. It's not a butterfly. Huh. And the video's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page in case you want to watch
it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Go to the page and watch the video. It's heartwarming for a moment.
Is it heartbreaking?
Not to me. I laughed my ass off. Because it wasn't a pretty monarch butterfly. It was a freaking moth.
Well, I think what makes it sad is this little boy named Ronnie.
Oh.
Little Ronnie.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see. Here.
Yeah, you're not going to get sympathy from AJ.
Little Ronnie steps out into the family's backyard, this is in England, to let his pet butterfly, Ralph, go free from a jar as his father narrates the action. Apparently, he found this thing when it was a caterpillar.
Right, and nurtured it to be a butterfly.
Sounds like a school project.
Or a moth. No, it's a school.
Yeah, there's no school.
The kid's like three.
Okay.
A little kid.
So as they're letting the butterfly go... The dog, Marvel, gobbles it up.
Right. See, it wouldn't leave at first. The dad tells him to open the top, and the thing would not come out. And then the kid turns upside down, so now the moth can't get out. And then finally, kids are smacking it. The damn moth takes off. Finally,
butterfly.
I'm away from this kid. And look at it, it's a moth. It took off, and then the dog got it. So roll him, Smokey.
Roll him, Smokey. Roll him, Smokey.
Roll him, Smokey.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, pull the lid off. That's it. It's a bye-bye, butterfly.
Wait, stop.
No, that's too much.
That's the father making a noise. That's not the kid.
He's making that noise?
He's making a noise, yeah. I don't know why he made that noise.
How do you make that noise?
I don't know. It sounded like he was really happy to see the butterfly go.
Adding sound effects.
What's going on? What,
can you make that sound?
Daddy, what's going on in your pocket, Daddy? I don't know.
Oh, wow, yeah, you can.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
That's it. He's free. He's free. Marvel?
As a dog.
You idiot. Marvel's eating him. Marvel's just at it.
And the dog's like, what?
You think this is staged? I don't trust anything I see anymore.
You know, I don't know how.
A couple of those people who got me ruined me.
No, see, what happened was, if you watch the video, you see, first the damn thing won't come out of there. The kid finally gets it out, and the thing's flying up, like all like messed up, like they always do, like moths, right? And the
butterfly.
the dog is facing the opposite way, right? The dog's facing the opposite way, and then all of a sudden, the dog turns around and sees the thing, and they go, ah! And just, you know, gulps it down.
Definitely not staged.
And you can see in the dog's face, like, oh, crap.
The dog chews it pretty good, too. Yeah. He's like, oh, it's a game! What is this?
Right. This must be from Marvo.
That's the best, when a dog gets something in his mouth and then you could just see its face like, ugh, what did I do?
Yeah.
The kid doesn't say anything. He doesn't seem too upset about this.
The kid was just like wide-eyed, like, what the hell just happened here? Maybe later on the kid cried, or maybe the kid was like, oh, well, we'll find another caterpillar.
Hmm.
Caterpillar to moth, everyone knows.
It looked like a moth.
I had a bunch of pollywogs. I had them.
What's that?
You don't know what a pollywog is?
No. What's a pollywog?
It's a frog.
I have no idea.
It's a lump of frog eggs.
Oh, okay.
And then it turns into tadpole, okay. And then it becomes a frog.
Okay, I've seen tadpoles.
So a tadpole just has a little tail, and then all of a sudden it sprouts legs, the tail goes away, and you got yourself a frog.
Yeah, yeah. Tadpoles are cute, yeah.
So I have all these frogs, and I open up the screen on top. And I go to grab one, and I, like, reached in too fast and grabbed it.
Yeah.
Out came his eyeballs.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, it's just the energy of a sugared-up little five-year-old.
Right.
Or an AJ on coffee.
I remember I found a frog outside. My mom's inside, my aunt, and everything else. They're all hanging out. I say aunt, not aunt, whatever. My aunt's inside.
Yeah, you know, moth, butterfly, right. Aunt,
so,
aunt.
So I have this frog in my hands, and I wanted to show my mom. I'm forgetting my mom hates frogs. And I went to go show mom, I got a frog, and I opened my hands a little bit. That sucker just took off, bing, out of my hands, landed on the kitchen floor. My mom leaped straight up and went on the back of my aunt's chair. I'm surprised, you know, it didn't break the two of them on there. She screamed something in Puerto Rican, and I had to get a frog out.
All right, do we want to do the chipmunks or do we pass?
Chipmunk, chipmunk.
All right,
chipmunk.
California beach closed due to chipmunks with the plague.
Ooh, plague. That's different.
I'm telling you, California, it's the thorn in the ass of this country.
Got to cut it off now.
Officials are closing some areas on the south shore of Lake Tahoe, California, after some chipmunks tested positive for plague.
Where the hell do you get the plague from?
It's an infectious bacteria disease that tends to be spread by chipmunks.
Rodents, definitely.
Rodents.
Oh.
And their fleas.
Oh.
Ew.
The hell was that?
It's
like a moth.
Too many itchy bugs in this break. I can't deal with it.
Chipmunks are so cute.
They are very cute. I have a couple in the backyard.
I hate them.
Why do you hate them?
You know, they did the Flintstones, then they did the baby Flintstones, and they had Scooby-Doo, and they had baby Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Scrappy-Doo.
Yep. I feel like the chipmunks are like baby squirrels.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Like little tiny squirrels.
Right.
But they're brown.
I think a Chip and Dale.
They're cute till they eat your tomato.
Does one have a Hawaiian shirt on?
Then you got to just smash its head in.
Hey, get out of my garden.
It ain't my tomato.
It ain't my tomato.
Here's a local TV news report.
Positive plague tests are forcing the closure of the Taylor Creek Visitor Center and Kiva Beach in South Lake Tahoe. The U.S. Forest Service says they're going to be closed through Friday. It's not saying when it received the positive test. The plague is often passed to humans from a rodent flea.
You know what they should do with this story?
What's that?
As she's talking,
they interview the chipmunk.
They should scroll along the bottom. Who cares?
Right. If you're watching this, you're really bored.
Yeah.
Well,
slow news day.
Right.
She should do an interview with the chipmunk.
Right. Reporter can't believe they actually sent out in search of
AJ.
Chipmunks.
Are you the chipmunk in this interview?
Yes, I am.
All right. Phil, you have any questions for the chipmunk?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the difference between a moth and a butterfly?
Moth is ugly and a butterfly is beautiful. Next question. Who's point? Not easy, Victoria.
Can you spell polywog?
Polywog. 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 Can you use it?
I thought you were going to say polly wog.
Wait, no. Now I'm a smart chipmunk.